Today's devotion for day 24, Friday, March 9th, 2018, was contributed by Phyllis Wheeler. Our scripture for today comes from Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. My family's Christmas Eve tradition began with my grandmother DeWald at her house and is still carried on today by each of the families she left behind. Since my mother has passed away, my family now meets at my brother's house on Christmas Eve, and we share a meal and exchange presents. Before we open gifts, we always read the Christmas story from Luke 2, have a prayer, and sing a few Christmas songs. My father read the Christmas story, my husband read it, and now my brother reads it. As always, this year he chose one of Mother's Bibles to read from. When he opened the Bible, he found a poem she used as a bookmark and shared it with us as our prayer. We don't know where or when she got it, but it was appropriate on Christmas Eve and seems appropriate to share as we approach this Easter season. I have included it here exactly as my brother found it in its aged and decaying status. The poem is titled Sermons We See and is by Edgar A. Guest. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the man who lives their creeds. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too flat may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get a lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. If we put God into this poem, we can see once again that he wants us to show our love and kindness toward him and others, not just talk about it. Throughout the Bible, we get this message. He wants to be an integral part of our lives. My mother knew this. I am sure that is why she saved this poem and put it in her Bible. She was the kindest, most Christian woman I have ever known. Her faith was unshakable, and she lived her life showing this faith by her actions every day. As we move through this Lenten season, let us look inward to our own actions and reevaluate our lives to ensure that we are living an active Christian life. Our prayer for today is, Dear Lord, may we always show you our love and our acceptance of your love and grace by how we live and interact with others. Be with us as we strive to live better lives in your name. Amen.